Adventures of the Little Wooden Horse. Written by Ursula Moray Williams and read by Stanley McGay. The little wooden horse remembered that once, a long while ago, as he trundled through a village at Uncle Peder's heels, a little girl, very beautifully dressed, had leaned out of the window of a big white house and cried, "Oh, what a pretty little wooden horse!" No one came out. It was too fine a house to buy toys from a peddler in the streets. But the little girl had liked him all the same. The little wooden horse knew that he was not so handsome now as in those days. The paint had worn off his red saddle. His blue stripes were scratched and bare. His four green wheels had travelled so far that they were nearly worn out. But he hoped that the little girl would not notice these things. Uncle Peder had not been able to afford to give him a coat of paint for a long, long time, so he did his best to brighten himself up at a little stream before setting out on his long journey to the village where the little girl lived. All night long he trundled through the forest and over the hills, till in the morning he found himself in the village, outside the big white house that he remembered so well. Everything was quiet and asleep. Not a maid stirred in the house, though down the village street the cows were being driven to pasture and the sun was quite high. The little wooden horse went round the house, wondering when someone would come and open the door, and if he should knock or neigh or kick the wall gently with his wooden wheels till somebody noticed him. He looked up at the windows. The curtains were drawn across. In one window, the curtains were covered with rosebuds and tied with blue ribbon. "Those belong to the little girl," thought the little wooden horse. Nobody appeared, so he trotted down the garden and found a large playhouse under some apple trees. "That's where she plays," said the little wooden horse, going round and round the playhouse a great many times on his four green wooden wheels. When he passed the door of the playhouse for the fifth time, a gruff, hoarse voice called out from inside, "Who goes there?" The little wooden horse stood quite still with fright, his heart going pitter-pat, pitter-pat, inside his hollow wooden body. Then he saw that the door of the playhouse was open a chink, and a great spotted rocking horse was looking at him from inside. "Come here," neighed the spotted rocking horse, and because the little wooden horse was too afraid to do anything else, he squeezed through the chink of the door and trundled into the playhouse.